Leon and the Garys present The Residents, Sunday, November 11th at the Danforth Music Hall. Remaining hidden behind the mask of their theory of obscurity, the residents allow nothing except the luminous shadows of their carnival-like costumes to appear. The residents will perform QB, the history of American music, in three easy pieces. The first act, Buckaroo Blues, an adaptation of Western ballads. Act 2, Black Berry, portrays the influence of black music on modern culture. The final act, Cubic, based on the evolution of rock and roll and Elvis the King.
You know who the king is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go get go, but don't you step on the blues.
It's the Danforth Music Hall. Tickets are $23 from Ticketmaster, Record Peddler, and Flip City. The Residents, the American Composers Series. QB and Three Easy Pieces. From the Garys and 88.1 CKLM.
And you got it.
Let's
flashes through his mind, no matter how lunatic, speed over the airways, producing a complex mixture of McLuhanism, paranoia, numerology, and Joycean references. I don't think you're one whit paranoid, Bob. I think if anyone's paranoid around here, it's probably me. Bob's voice rises in excitement. He loves conspiracies, many of them inspired by the late California theorist Mabe Russell. While there's some investigative reporting for you, I had no idea Mabe Russell was the inspiration behind the conspiracy. I didn't even have any idea that you loved them. Bet you maybe Skolnick loves them too, eh? Bet you LaRouche loves conspiracies. Who is this, Robert? Who? Hoo-hoo. I'm searching for Alf. Alf in Finnegan's Wake. Call Kitty Kelly. Kissy Kitty Killy Kelly. What a nostalgic buzzard. But what a neat sung joke. Wait a minute. Quack, quack. Quaalude duck? Quaalude duck. Yeah. Any relation to toilet duck? Anyway, it's Tim, and Kate's here, and, yeah, we took off last night around 2:30. You had quite a crowd around you. Quite a crowd. A lot of people. Quite a revelation, too, I must say. You dropped on the world at large. Anyway, probably see you around. I'm going back to, back home today on the bus. So I thought I'd call you and say see you later. Or see you later then. Quack, quack. Hi, this is Scott for Connie Ree, the news. Words should probably fail me, but they're not. Stupendous, amazing, astounding, well done, brilliant. I'm really, really pleased for you and Bob, and I just really hope you manage to alleviate a lot of suffering and continue having fun doing it and all that stuff. Congratulations, heartfelt, from me. This is straight up. Lyndon LaRouche is in jail because he understands the fascist agenda and the fascist methods of mind control. Couldn't happen in America, eh? give me slack or kill me. Of course, Lyndon LaRouche should probably be about as happy to see me as J. Edgar Hoover was to see Elvis.
Bob Nelson, I've been trying to get you. Nothing urgent. Did you read about Ditchley Park in the EIR? Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hey,
listen, hey. Oh, man. Listen, these people here want to say something.
All right, Bob.
Everybody want to
say something. We love you, Bob. We're going to go to bed with you. Hey, Bob has some groupies tonight. Okay, Dave. I just called
5580 to get the box. Thank you. Scott, I just love my market. He went to free that. Yeah.
Then again, maybe it is.
No, and I guess, hello, Callum, for real. I just wanted to say the response to the show was very good, and a lot of women called from here to Nova Scotia and right back to BC. It's so weird, though. It's kind of, can't believe how their stories are the same and how all the doctors have told them that they were, it was all psychosomatic and crazy and stuff, and some were crying, and it was really, really exciting. Well, for me anyway, and interesting. So, that's, I just wanted to tell you that, and I didn't see all the show, but you were great. Okay, bye-bye.
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has risen from the astonishing transformation of an entertainer into an idol.
Hi, Caroline, it's Pat. I hope you got home safely. Maybe you could give me a call. I really enjoyed this evening, but my assistant faxed me this thing called the Bill HR 3562, which has been railroaded through the House without a hearing, and it's in the Senate now. And it's just unbelievable. What it will mean to us is no more health food stores, no free purchase of supplements, only those prescribed by doctors, no more doctors offering alternative therapies, no more lectures, printed articles, and books, and radio or TV broadcasts on holistic health. It's unbelievable. I cannot believe it. Penalties if laws transgress, 3 years in jail and $10,000 fine. So maybe you can give me a call about it. I cannot believe this. Bye.
Bob, I don't know how you are at dream interpretation, but I had this dream that we were out on the plains, out on those plains, and what was up? We were sort of helping people hand glide, except they were tied to us like a kite. We had a rope right attached, and we had Sinead O'Connor up there, and she was hanging on, and we were just like I was giving her a really good ride, like really. Like I was running little circles and doing little things, and she in turn was doing little loop-de-loops up there and everything. It was fantastic for her, but then I felt like I'd given her lots of lead time, and I sort of stopped pulling on the rope, right, thinking that she had enough slack, or quote unquote, sort of backward slack, to keep spinning around in the sky. And then I walked over to you, and by the time I was getting to you, she was almost like on the ground, and she did, in fact, fall to the ground. And you said, "Well," I said, "Why didn't you tell me that she was falling from the sky?" And you said, "Oh, I thought you had her under control." But this I like this backwards slack image of you know, she had slack, and therefore there was slack between me and her, vis-a-vis the rope, and therefore she came crashing out of the sky, which represents the discarnate electrically enhanced environment, and came back to the earth. And so that was that. Talk to you later, Bob. Goodbye.
March 1st, a tip for our viewers, maybe. How does an old man like you stay alive?
Well, sir, I try to get up every morning and watch television all day, Mr. Hill.
Do you have a special diet, George?
I don't eat.
You don't eat?
No, but it hasn't affected my appetite.
Hi, Bob. It's Julie.
Well, the largest Lotto 649 jackpot ever to be held in Canada was yesterday evening. It was for just under $20 million. Did you play? Just a little something I found interesting. It could mean nothing, but then again, it could mean something. The bonus number was 22. Bye.
Bob, frightening development. I just heard George Bush's voice over the radio, and he was saying that he was accusing Saddam Hussein of pulling the plug on 22 babies that were being kept alive in incubators. All 22 died. Hmm. And the other thing, Bob, is we've got to crystallize our disagreement about the spiritual nature of things. But I was just reading McLuhan say that man lives by extending his sensibilities into the world and understanding it in that way. Well, I would say that the meditative contemplative bias is that man learns by cutting off the sensory input from around him and turning his attention within his own inner continuum. So the sensory bias of the culture becomes irrelevant, and what arises is it doesn't have anything to do with the cultural sensibilities and whether there's an eye orientation or a better orientation. So maybe we can hook that up soon. Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm having such a good time. Thanks to you, Bob. Thanks to you.
And finally, they initiated, were more likely to have initiated sexual activity before the age of 15.
Page 22, Dr. Faustus, by Thomas Mann. It has turned out to be impossible, he said, to get at the meaning of these marks.
Question period. If the interview with the exorcist serves as a great enema for clearing up questions, and if Mr. Al Bionic accompanies his information about church and state with a flyer on laxative tea, then either I understand everything perfectly or I'm completely lost.
Good to hear. Are we on?
Yeah. It's good to hear from the female girls. We're all girls under the electric baby condition. We'll end off with the female girl because... Oh, Mike's turning over in the bed.
Sorry, having technical difficulties here.
And moving his pillow as he leans up against me to get the closer feel.
Bob. Happy Halloween, Bob.
Yeah, tonight is dedicated to the female listeners, female girls, because Dave Ayer, about a month ago, suggested, I think it was him, that Connie come down during Halloween. I think he associates a feminist angle to Halloween, or a female angle, or a female girl situation. Oh, we have a guest?
Oh, no. This is a shock. Let me just say what I was going to say, okay? Unbelievable.
I was just saying that Dave recommended that Connie come down, and of course she couldn't make it. And so I thought, because Connie astounded the Canadian population last Thursday, October 25th, nationally, and the effects of that Mike is well acquainted with, it affects him personally, I thought that we'd dedicate the show to Connie and her sisters. Amazingly, someone just walked in that has sort of threw me off a bit, but let me just regain the theme here. So since Connie can't be here... All right. She did ask me to take a marvelous quote from Marsh McLuhan in 1971, addressed to the male-female children situation. And she asked me to play it for her sisters on this night since she couldn't make it herself. So, Mike, I'm asking you to put the red tape in, though I'm not supposed to give you instructions. Oh, the light fell out. And this is something that Connie thinks that everybody, especially her sister, should take note. Marshall, he has perfect pitch in his statement about certain figures that surface under a ground, that surface from a ground in the 70s. Yeah, mainly in the 70s, we'll say. So I think, by the way, that last message was from Barbara, and I want to say that she did fine. Pattern recognition there. Yes, Al Bionic and his enema leaflet is related to the effect of the exes. I'll go into that later. But I think the Tonight Show should be dedicated to Heather, Janet, Susan, Lisa, Philly, and any other women who pledged 2 weeks ago. It was a fantastic support of Bob's theme that Laura is the hidden ground here, and the Laura showed up and were the majority of fundraising contributors, and therefore that was also a good support, sort of an anticipatory support for Connie and her national broadcast. So this is something for all of us to consider for a minute and a half. It's only so. Let's hear Marshall McLuhan, 1971.
Electronic condition. The identity of men, women, and children has been scrubbed right off by electric technology. People no longer feel limited to one place or job or role or personality. Now, I'm not discussing the advantages or disadvantages of this. The fact is that instant electric information environments simply people out of any position, any role, any attitude, any personality they happen to possess. And women's liberation represents demand for absolute mobility, not freedom, not political freedom, just physical and psychic mobility.
To get away.
To change role, position, attitude, job at any time, over and over again. Total mobility. Men today in our society spend all their time manhunting, keeping each other under surveillance.
Right.
This is the total occupation of men in our society. So they have no time to pay attention to women at all. They're hunters. The women have been completely deserted. Now, so the automatic thing for women who have been deserted with men who are absent is to take over power. We are moving into a world where women will be the only power. Any woman.
What will men be doing?
Still keeping each other under surveillance. CIA, FBI's dial. This has become the new human occupation in the electronic age. Espionage is now the total human activity, whether you call it audience rating or consumer rating, etc., etc. All men are now engaged as hunters in espionage. Women are completely free to take over the rule of our society.
Not really any reason for them to be...
They're fighting old battles
old
of long ago, of long, long ago.
This thing is just going to naturally happen. They're going to have the power in the home, production power.
It has already happened. It isn't coming. Women are the only political power in our society today. The men are absentees.
Well, this is information only known to you. I must have a rear view mirror because I don't see that.
This has happened.
Kate Millett says that economic power, military power is
Kate
all...
Millett, and Kate Millett is a 19th century person.
Well, okay. What's shocking here is the theme we have to throw out, or it's going to be supplemented. A surprise to Mike and I. Mike, the one-armed man, starting to grow back because he got a lot of money 2 weeks ago in the fundraising, and he might be able to...
Just before we move on, I just wanted to say we should thank people publicly for their support. We had, guess what, just over $100,000 pledged on this show alone 2 weeks ago. And
it looked bad in the middle of the week. The station only raised, what, $44,000?
Yeah.
And we pushed it up to at least $100,000. And what, they got $145,000, so from Thursday till Sunday, they got another $1,000, which...
But you said you've analyzed the tapes and you're satisfied with the fundraising show as it was presented.
Yeah, but since I didn't hear much of it because you kept censoring me, but when I did hear the archival footage, I saw that Christine Swiderski's compliment to you at the Rivoli was justified. It did have a fine pace to show, and you can't get that from this point when I was doing it. But
anyways, just wanted to say thanks and reiterate our warm and gentle feelings to all listeners and those people who came down as well.
Yeah, I can't get over the fact that the women really came out and supported us, the female girls. And therefore, at 5 to 2 tonight, the church hymn will be dedicated to all these supporters of Bob and Connie that showed up.
And as you said, tonight's show as well.
What?
Tonight's show.
Is dedicated to Connie and her sisters. Now, I don't know what we're supposed to do about this, but unplanned by me, Connie is sitting beside me, and I don't think Connie should say anything.
Okay.
She's not too skilled in playful activities. She's a very serious person who's taken over power in Canada.
Come on, Bob. When I heard about enemas, I knew I had to be here.
Kent's in shock. Are we allowed to talk about
653-1464? No, not while I'm in person.
Yeah, see, that's a problem. Well, I recommend people to keep calling 653-1464 for the reason we announced 2 weeks ago. Maybe when Connie leaves, maybe she'll get tired, then I can tell you why. But it's something to do with homeopathy remedies injected into acupuncture points. It's real. It's important that we talk it up here over the next month before it's publicly announced. Because
and it's confidential.
It's confidential because we have to wait till the proper press announcement. But we do need to have a grassroots movement going. The church must expand its political base so that we can stop the pinks from hijacking and distorting what this thing does. So if anybody heard the show 2 weeks ago, they know what cure I'm talking about. I guess the... Yes, Connie?
So how can I hijack this show? Will I just have callers call in to me now? Or how do you want to handle it there, Mike?
It's up to you. I mean, now that you're here, I think the phone calls will quadruple. We actually have somebody on hold right now.
Want to take the calls?
I'll take calls. See, I think why I came down is I've been doing so much pink media recently that I had to get some slack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is the only place where I know slack really occurs. So that's why I'm here.
Well, it's great to have you down here.
The pink media phenomena is that Connie was on national TV last Thursday morning for an hour, and of course it was a one-way issue, no debating, conflicting pink debate, so Connie was able to propagandize for an hour, and I imagine half to a million people witnessed Connie, and
most of them have called.
The Doctors for Bob Institute for help from Connie and her Criff Institute, so it was a phenomenal beginning of the revolution, and there was a couple of phone messages I got, Mike, that because we already had 10 or 11 minutes to play, I'll have to save them for 2 weeks, but there were some relevant messages came in just today, which deal with the 1991 phenomenon. They'll be dealt with in 2 weeks. So Connie's here to take calls. Let's talk, ask them about how she is in bed, what she like in her cooking style, and how does Bob really act at home.
Do you want to go to this caller right now?
Yeah.
Okay, you're listening to the Church of the Subgenius Show. The number is 595-1478. Tonight, and let's go to our first caller. Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm here too, Nelson.
Tom. See, Connie's not too skilled, Tom.
Connie.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about hermeticism, Gnosticism, and secret wisdom in science, art, and media.
Okay.
And I don't want to talk... But
you don't want to what?
Since Bob's put forth by the way, this is quite amusing, isn't it, for the three of us to be, after such a long time, to be here on the air talking?
Yeah, discarnate.
Sort of like that Star Trek film where everybody was in little receptacles and their bodies were gone. Remember, and the receptacles were just lights?
Yeah.
But, Bob, you put us into the McLuhan office.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
At my request, Tom.
Oh, that's good con. Is that
it's
con
not
black?
A con. That,
you con black, right?
Yeah, we hope to con.
Now, listen. Last week, this is the time, October 15th, Bob. Last week, Congress took a small step toward obliging legislators and sent to President Bush, now get this, Bob, a bill that would set limits on commercial time in children's programming, a still generous 10.5 minutes per hour on weekends and 12 minutes on weekdays. The bill would also require stations to air at least some educational kids' fare as a condition for getting their licenses renewed. Bush has argued that the bill infringes on broadcasters' First Amendment rights. But unlike President Reagan, who vetoed a similar measure 2 years ago, he is expected to allow it to become law. My question for you, Bob Marshall, is this. We've always talked about the bias of Western man in the fact that he censored the content rather than the medium itself. With this sort of a bill starting to chop at the tree of imperception, do you think that we're going to get to the point, or this bill is indicative of perhaps a flip, and as East goes West, the oligarchy will say, look, it's time to censor the medium.
The form.
The media, the form.
Yeah, right.
And just as we wanted to do all along,
yeah.
The CRTC says, as a result of you getting a license, here's the gist. 11:30, TV goes off. Goes off till 7 o'clock. 7 to 9, it's allowed to run. 9 o'clock, it goes off. It's better that you people start talking to your neighbors and get to know your neighbors better than you know some image on television that's merely created by a holistic gestalt in your mind. The point is, do you think we're getting to the point where, for the wrong reasons, they're going to they're going to start censoring the form rather than the content?
Well, I wouldn't say it's the wrong reasons, and, you know, we don't want to judge it, but I'll tell you that the level that we're at now is retrieval of human scale for solar government reality. We know the solar government uses the tetrad, already been doing for the last 30 years, tetrad management and a kind of secret media ecology. Now that we've gone beyond the electronic environments, post-electronic, and we have retrieved what I call mythic government warfare, in my chart, post-solar government, post-universal government, now we're into mythic government warfare, which is from 1990 to the year 2020, which is locking down Bob Rule. Mythic government means controlling your apparatus, your technological patterns and form as the sociological management agenda. So because we've gone beyond the electronic myth, then it's quite visible its effects. So the desire for human scale in the solar theater would bring in that oriental tradition of ecological programming and killing the messenger with the medium.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I think you're right. That's my impression of it. You know, you can never tell where it's going to go necessarily. It's very difficult to predict, but I think...
Well, we have the east-west flip and the north-south flip, so both the east and the south will demand to get involved in Western traditional content, and they will have wars. This Saddam Hussein thing is the beginning of warfare. We know the provocation of the Middle East began with the banning of Saddam Hussein, of Salman Rushdie's book, okay, in early 89. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of the heating up of the Mideast zone. So there was the Ayatollah Khomeini practicing media ecology as a political agenda, trying to ban the West. He dies, and it flips into a new situation where the East is hoiking up industrial center margin structures, which Saddam Hussein is being labeled as the tribal totem image of Hitler for attempting these center margin structures, all within the context of Western media, which runs the solar government, right?
Yeah.
So this... the fact the West is going east in turning media ecological, and the East is going Western in the old traditional Western dynamic, also the North-South are flipping too. Now, the funny thing is, at the speed of light under mythic government warfare, these positions will flip rapidly, like every 6 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So you had Hussein flip the Eastern dynamic from the Khomeini dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All right, you know what?
Coney,
I just want to flip to one thing. Last time I spoke to you was from Orlando.
Yes.
I was able to firmly, very, very firmly back up the fact that a number of the very first Ariane rockets were sabotaged by American forces, and that the space shuttle was the French answer to the Americans, a definite good for you. Talk about communication. Now that's communication, Bob. That's how you get your point across. That's how you say, get your hands off my own project, and just because it's interfering with your monopoly, that's tough luck.
Yeah, that's solar government warfare,
right?
Becoming universal government warfare, and it's almost mythic government warfare in the sense of you communicate by attacking someone else's technological pattern, which is myth. Myth is your sociological, technological environment.
Yeah.
All right, so mythic government warfare. I think Connie wants to...
Yeah, I want to just throw one at Connie before I leave.
Mm-hmm.
Connie.
Yes.
Thanks for all your assistance.
You're welcome.
You're doing a fantastic job holding up the other leg of the club.
Thank you.
tell me, is AIDS a unnatural disease, natural disease?
It's a progression of our unnatural way of living in terms of the food we eat, the environment, the electric effect, etc.
Is it a form of communication, and what's its message?
Well, the message is that we're at the peak of a certain type of non-development, and we have to make a shift either to improve or continue on and blow ourselves up.
Will we be able to bypass it, or will we be able to just restrain its effects?
We'll be able to bypass it and cure it.
Terrific.
Right.
Tom, I'd like to ask you, what did Connie mean by saying it's the peak of development? Or undevelopment. Well, I didn't get what your line there is.
Connie's line?
Yeah, Connie's line.
Go ahead, Tom. Explain it.
Well, I don't want to I don't want to infringe on copyright here.
Yeah. Okay, Connie,
but,
I don't think Connie made any sense.
I'm aware of certain things that I'm not supposed to talk about.
Yeah, but Tom, I don't think Connie made any sense. She's talking about blowing herself up. Are you trying to say the immune system? Try to explain it in the church terms. I didn't get what you're saying.
In medical terms, if you have a virus that goes rampant, it will get to the point where it's throughout the whole body, and then you'll self-destruct.
Right.
Yeah. So that's blowing yourself up, and it's unnatural.
Well, she said it was unnatural, so obviously, Bob, therefore, it's not something that has naturally occurred, and it's unnatural, which means it's artificial, and there's some planning that was going on in order to produce its effects.
Are you saying that the man-made environment created the stress that's causing the self-destruction motif?
Mm-hmm.
And part of that destruction is the artificial nature of the AIDS virus.
Yes. It had to happen.
And therefore, there shouldn't be not difficult for people to understand that a cure is over the horizon.
That's right.
But once a cure is found, won't it be like all other media? There'll be a backlash, and it will flip to something else. So instead of AIDS, like after AIDS is a good, it's an acronym for immune deficiency. What would you, can we do some, maybe Bob's great foresight on this could be brought into play here. Mm. Bob, what's the next acronym?
B-O-B. Building organic bodies.
Very good. Yes.
But in light of the AIDS context, let me tell you this little item I have here from the EIR. AIDS warfare against Africa? Question. The director of the Ugandan state-run blood bank in Nakasero near the capital of Kampala, Professor John Watson Williams, said in an interview with the government-run daily New Vision, that's the newspaper, that his staff found that two-thirds of the 17,000 blood samples Uganda has received from abroad since May 1990 were infected with the AIDS virus. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing, but what's even more amazing is you're starting to sound like Tom Rich by reading.
Oh, yes, I'm
sorry. Starting to read. What's happening, Bob?
Well, Connie's here.
Oh, you Connie's there.
I threw him right off.
I got a flip.
I'm going to flip out of here, too. It's been great talking to you, too.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay.
What that evoked for me, Bob, was that in the States, probably at the same time as this media bill, there was a bill, HR were the initials, and then it was something like 3564, is that right?
We had already played 3526.
3526. It was a food additive bill, and one of the items on the bill was that no longer could you get vitamins or minerals in the health food store. You had to get them on prescription. And no longer could anyone speak of health-related conditions being cured by natural scientific means in a public forum. Therefore, no more health food stores selling vitamins, no more seminars, no more health conferences, no more books on health. This was rushed through the Congress and got held up in the Senate. And word has it as of a day and a half ago that they stopped it in the Senate. But are these bills being rushed through under the guise of trying to control the public while the war is going on in the Mideast? You have all these all these people
domestic agendas
trying to be rushed through. So I thought that was quite interesting, and these are things we have to be aware of. That's what it evoked for me.
What this age story here?
No, what Tom was bringing up. That all, there's not just one bill. If there's one bill, what else is happening?
Oh, yeah. You mean what's coming, what's the new acronym?
Yeah.
In your case, you're talking about the legislation that one of our callers talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the, I have something interesting. Mike, we have any more calls?
I would like to move on to more calls,
okay.
Yeah. And I think maybe because it's the night and it's Halloween, and I think mostly because Connie's here, I think the phones will be very busy tonight.
Okay.
So I'd ask that we would, you know, limit our calls, our callers, to just a few minutes or at least one question, and we can get as many people in as possible tonight.
Unless they're perceptive.
No, even then, okay. We'll probably draw the line.
Hello. I'm with you, Mike.
Hi, CKLN.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Andy Droid here. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Andrew.
Okay. Called to say that I found talking to you from bed was the most appropriate place last week, and from now on we're going to talk to you.
You and your loved one.
I
do have this in my notes to talk about. I don't know if I mentioned this to you, Mike. 2 weeks ago during fundraising after Mike left, which may have been the reason why it got a little more erotic. During Kent's show, we could say it got a little more erotic with Mike's absence. What happened is that Kent and I, around 3 o'clock, started to... See, they're trying to censor this.
Telling.
Yeah, Kent and I started to insult each other in part of the hysteria of fundraising. And it turned out about 3:30 we get a call from Android here and his loved one that they were actually able to consummate their bedroom activities as a result of the intensity of Kent and me insulting each other. And this is what Android's referring to, am I right?
That's right. Where are our tapes?
You mean for me?
Yeah.
I brought them in tonight, but there's nobody in the office, so they'll be there Friday. I'll drop them off on Friday.
Okay.
So, yeah, I can understand that. This is what the reference point, Mike, is that Andrew and his friend, his sister, will be listening to the show in bed and probably won't be able to be sending any dubs or musical supplements other than pure grunt technology, right?
Do you have a question?
When you guys get into it, do you want to call back in and broadcast your climax?
Yeah, that'd be really interesting.
We have a question. Where's a good restaurant to eat sushi in Tokyo?
Oh, I would recommend against sushi because of parasites, Android, okay?
No.
Yes.
Would you recommend they stay home and not...
50% of the world's population is infested with parasites.
Apparently that wasn't the right answer, Connie. So maybe hit him with another answer.
Okay, Bob, come on.
What about their injections for traveling? You wouldn't recommend that either.
Oh,
you're not allowed to recommend anything.
Yeah, what about the doxycycline? With the chloroquine.
No comment over the air.
Remember, Connie can't recommend medical stuff, but I can. I say go there.
Okay.
And play.
Eat cheese. Thank you.
Just don't come back through the Middle East. Steer clear. North Pole or South Pole route.
We got another caller. Hello, CKLN.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Connie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Wow, I'm so happy you're there because actually I'm still nursing a couple of injuries from the last time I talked to Bob. He threw some discarded judo my way or something.
I know, he's an anima himself, isn't he?
Yeah.
Did this happen during the fundraising show?
No, after Bob and Scott.
Yeah, when did we talk?
A couple days after.
So did you take some arnica for your discarded nature?
Arnica
is a homeopathic remedy for pain, shock, and swelling that you can get from Bob.
No, I didn't. Not yet.
Okay.
Anyways, but I need someone to discuss various miscellaneous news items with.
Okay.
And I've got loved ones down in Washington, D.C., and I was reading the news and they must have deployed about 2,200 cops to collect to protect the anti-civil rights of 30 KKKers, right?
Yeah.
And they bashed on everyone, and they're obviously just gearing up, right, to contain people for anti-war protests, right? They got the old, under Reagan, the FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, all plans for mass internment and everything. Gosh darn, and I'm so scared, so I had to talk to someone.
Scott, listen to this one. We're a bundle of information here. Down in L.A., some friends of ours are up here, and they're telling us about the malathion spraying. Do you know about that? The medfly spraying?
Yeah.
Well, they even go so far as when people are trying to protest the malathion, they'll spray them. Okay? And these bugs don't even seem to react to the malathion. They just keep growing through it all.
One other quick news item.
Yeah.
Sometime in 1992, and I can't even remember the name of the conference, but they're going to have this massive international conference on regulating radio waves.
Like the radiation?
No, radio waves like the broadcasting waves, all the broadcasting waves, how they divvy it up between nationalities or mediums.
More media ecology, right?
Yeah, 1992, like a target or something, right? Well, for a campaign.
This is the pink Bob, you know, the Bob, Andy Bob dialectic of mythic government warfare.
Right.
So media ecology will become a normal dogma.
Yeah, McLuhan said that men are information gatherers and they use the media. So now somebody's up there in control of this on an oligarchic level.
That's ridiculous. Ignore that last statement. That didn't make much sense to Mike, and so Mike is the final say in these matters. So I think we better go on to the next call.
Thanks, Bob, for your support.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott.
Sorry.
Yeah, Mike.
Okay, the calls have stopped for the moment. Bob, if you have something you want to read.
No calls?
No, not for the moment. The number is 595-1478.
Yeah, I did want to bring up this typical solar government intelligence. We have here Henry Kissinger's position on the crisis in the Middle East right now. These are key points given by Henry Kissinger in a private consultation to a... several firms in North America, all right? This is what Henry Kissinger sees as the pattern potentials in the Middle East as of October 23rd. His first point is Saudi Arabia cannot sustain large-scale presence of U.S. troops. It is too intrusive for their society. All right, there he's evoking the ecological paranoia of a...
tribal society.
Yeah, tribal society, and he will see, he sees that as a problem for Saudi Arabia. His second point is he says he will assume it's for Saudi Arabia, though it might be Saddam Hussein. It says he is leaning towards a negotiated settlement as being a likely outcome, but technically it will be difficult to get there and could slip into war. Now, maybe that's Kissinger's position. He is leaning towards. We're not sure who he refers to. This is just a Xerox of the points noted down. So somebody is leaning towards a negotiated settlement as likely outcome, but technically it will be difficult to get there and could slip into war. Third point, if a negotiated settlement does occur, the Sabah family will return but will come under Iraqi influence and lose its sovereignty over time. Fourth point, first Kuwait, then the United Arab Emirates, and finally Saudi Arabia will fall under influence of Saddam Hussein's Iraq. That means effectively one big voting block for OPEC oil policy and gradually rising prices. His fifth point, a negotiated settlement will weaken U.S. influence in the Gulf and radicalize the Arab world. Inter-Arab civil wars could occur and an Arab-Israeli war would be the outcome down the road. Point six, knowing that Iraq is a key threat, the Israelis might stage a preemptive strike to scuttle any negotiated settlement. Point seven, if the United States did stage a strike against Iraq, Hussein is not likely to pull Israel into the following war. Point eight, by Kissinger, Iraq does not want to fight. Hussein is cunning and he will compromise to save himself. But if he gets overconfident, then he will not have a negotiated settlement. Point nine, if the United States turns over issue of going to war to the United Nations Security Council, if the U.S. does that, turns it over, the talks will get bogged down for weeks and would eventually lead to negotiations. Point 10, Hussein wants to be leader of the Arab world. He will do it not to be exact. He will do it not by exactly taking over other countries, but by dominating them. Point 11, note there's 11 points, half of 22. Egypt will be hurt badly by a negotiated settlement. Mubarak's tie to the United States will undermine him. Now that is Henry Kissinger's pattern recognition from a solar government position as of October 23rd, 1990. Thanks for my sources for giving me that one. We have an update on Frank Zappa.
Okay, can we do that later?
Oh,
we
have a call? Okay.
Three phone calls.
Oh, great.
You're listening to the Church of the Subgenius show. It's almost the halfway point.
Already?
Oh, no!
My name is...